Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, it's a beautiful day. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, nothing to do to save his life, call his wife. Nothing to say, but what a day, how's your boy? Nothing to do, it's up to you.
I've got
nothing to say, but it's okay. After a while, you start to smile, now you feel cool. Then you decide to take a walk by the old school. Nothing has changed, it's still the same.
I've got
nothing to say, but it's okay. Going to work. Don't wanna go.
Feeling low down.
Bop-a-doo-be-doo. Can't go home, you start to roam. Then you're in town. Everybody knows there's nothing to do. Everything is closed, it's like a blue. Everyone you see is half asleep. And you're on your own. You're in the street. Somebody needs to know the time. Glad that I'm here. I'm watching the skirts start to flirt. Now you're in gear. Go to a show, you hope she goes.
I've got
nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, it's a beautiful day.
Well, it's a good morning.
It's a beautiful day. Good morning, a wonderful
day. Good day, sunshine.
Good morning, Mr. Bluebird. Good morning.
Here comes the sun.
How are you? Good morning, looking nice to me.
Lovers who can tell lost in hell.
Dream, so what? You don't know what I'm going through. The Charabanc Trip by Ivor Biggin, accompanied by Robin Langridge, aged 14, at the pianoforte. Music maestro, please. On the map of North Knox, you'll find Worksop, where I lived when I was a lad. In a house with me mam, two sisters and gran, one brother, a budgie and dad. At the end of our street was a boozer, black as stout, uninviting and glum. A den of depravity, it stank like a lavatory where me dad went to hide from me mum. At the end of the bar in a bottle, every week half a dollar he'd slip. For the annual treat when the kids in the street went to coast on a Charabanc trip. We'd set off in the morning from Worksop, en route for Sutton-on-Sea. With the holiday club, them as paid up their sub, half the street and my brother and me. There was old Mrs. Bruff from the tripe shop, big soft Doris, her two little lasses, and her sister Helen with a bust like two melons and a face like an arsehole with glasses. There was Perfume Gordon, the hairdresser, and nobody did make it clear why a rude boy called Taylor cried out, "Hello, sailor," and something about ginger beer. There was Desperate Derek, his brother, Big Eric, and Basher, and Masher, and Butch, and Lil, who was willing for only a shilling, which was still about tenpence too much. There was Mavis who wouldn't, cos her mum said she shouldn't. There was Neville who wished that he could. And then there was Heather, who said that she'd never, but looked like she probably would. Well, my dad took a crate of ale with him, intending to travel in style. Charabanc did 25 miles to the gallon, my dad did half pint to the mile. Rain were chucking it down, leaving Worksop. Through North Knots it did not desist. There were cows with bronchitis and wet sheep to invite us when Lincolnshire loomed up through mist. Rain slacked off soon to a medium monsoon, and the day didn't look such a blacken when the driver called Reg pulled up by a hedge, and we all made a dash for the bracken. Dad rushed to a tree and he said, "Excuse me," and right there one penny he spent it. He said, "Isn't it queer? One thing about beer, you don't really buy it, you rent it." Well, this idyllic scene mid the nettles and steam was soon torn by my brother's plaintive cries. The poor little nipper caught his dong in his zipper. He was dancing with tears in his eyes. Then back onto coach off to Sutton. We got there, weather was grand, and we gazed on the sea, cold, the colour of tea, and smelt candy floss, dodgems and sand. There were shops full of rock, there were hats with rude slogans, there was music and cries of hilarity. There were games on the sands, there were jelly deal stands and souvenir shops packed with vulgarity. My brother ran down to the ocean, his intention the water to reach, for his foot he just thrust in, something disgusting, a donkey had left on the beach. The sea was as cold as a polar bear's dick. We watched Punch kill the crocodile dead, and after throwing some sand at Salvation Army Band, we went off to the fun fair instead. There was a ride called a comet, made you scream, faint and vomit, half deafening you hung upside down, and the last bit, a spinner, brought up rest of your dinner. Not bad, you know, for just half a crown. There were postcards with fat women, nudists and Scotsmen, honeymooners and dirty weekenders. And in a machine, what the butler had seen, dimly flickered about in suspenders. We ate cockles and whelks and big winkles, soggy chips, toffee apples like glue. The hot dogs were funions, like something rude wrapped in onions, but we ate them, and peas pudding too. Then we went on the dodgems and waltzer, and Big Dipper that rises and falls. It was on this machine that my brother turned green, and his eyes stood out like bulldog's balls. The poor little chap, he was sick in his cap. It was his best un, he started to cry. So, not wishing to spoil it, we swilled it in toilet, and he wore it until it was dry. Then driver found us and said, "Back to the bus." Through the dark we ran back the whole way. Candy floss in our hair, but we didn't care. We'd had such a wonderful day. And with Charabanc firing on several cylinders, we set off for Worksop and home, rattling down the highway, singing songs of Max Bygraves, accompanied on paper and comb. In the dim orange glow of the coach light so low, courting couples were billing and cooing, hoping perhaps that the coats in their laps would conceal the rude things they were doing. We pulled up in our street about 11:30. There was Mum, there was Granny and all. They gazed with admiration at the plaster Alsatian we'd won from at Coconut Stall. I drank up me cocoa, I ate up my sandwich, and soon up in bed I was curled. I was dreaming a dream, I was leading the team on first Sharabank trip around world. Those things that I did when I was a kid, although they were simple and small, now I'm grown up I find, I look back in my mind, I'm sure they were best times of all. 'Cause I've been to Mallorca, and bye, that's a corker. I've been to Pompey and Herculaneum, the French Riviera, where the ladies are bearer. I've even paddled in Mediterranean. I've drunk various vinos in Torremolinos, but of all these, I'll tell you for free, there's none can compete with that Sharabank treat with me brother to Sutton-on-Sea.
time I can walk out loud.
Because I love you too much. We got a try.
This is an African tribal chant that we wrote called Suppose They Give a War and No One Comes.
Thank you.
trying to make you love me, but everything I try just takes you further from me.
Why it's so hard in California to get your weed card unless something's really wrong. Gonna pay a visit to my doctor. It's a long shot, but I gotta try. He hands me a list of all the ailments I can have to qualify. Can't believe what I am reading. This is just what I've been needing. A government supply to get legally high. Weed card, it's what I need. Hardly ever okay, always. But it's not an addiction, 'cause my doctor gave me a prescription. You can get your card for having headaches, bad dreams or anxiety, propensity for drugs or alcohol, anorexia or obesity, too fat, too thin, either way you win. Carpal tunnel syndrome, color blindness, a stuttering, tooth decay, fatigue, depression, motion sickness, impotence, or TMJ. You can smoke to quit cigarettes for asthma or your motherfucking Tourette's. It's a dream come true. There's nothing pot can't do. Weed card, it's what I need. Hardly ever okay, always. But it's not an addiction, 'cause my doctor gave me a prescription. Break it down now. Got back pain, need Mary Jane, can't handle this, need cannabis. Got a stomach ache, got a wake and bake, have an injury, need THC. Get fucked up for your hyperhidrosis, which is sweaty palms in case you need a diagnosis. It's not a crime, it's 429. Weed card, it's what I need. Hardly ever okay, always. But it's not an addiction, 'cause my doctor gave me a prescription.
This is Jim Backus for Levy's Lazy Boy Shop. For years, you've identified me with...
I can't believe... Number one, I ordinarily do not read this kind of shit. However, that's no excuse for being a total fuck-up and a screaming incompetent. Turn it on. Slate. I'm going to sell this piece of shit if it's the last thing I do.
In my eyes, indisposed, in disguise as no one knows, hides the face, lies the snake. And the sun in my disgrace, boiling heat, summer stench, neath the black the sky looks dead. Call my name through the cream, and I'll hear you scream again. Black old sun, won't you come to wash away the rain? Black old sun, won't you come? Won't you come?
Shuddering, cold and dead, feel the warm wind tight frame. Time to come for honest men, and sometimes far too long to stay. In my shoes, a walking stick, am I you, I pray to King? Heaven send hell away, no one sings like you anymore.
Black old sun, won't you come to wash away the rain? Black old sun, won't you come, won't you come? Black old sun, won't you come,
won't you come
to wash away the rain? Won't you come? Hang my head, drown my fear, till you all just disappear. Black old sun, won't you come to wash away the rain? Black old sun, won't you come, won't you come? Black old sun, won't you come?
Won't you come?
Wash away the rain.
Wash away the rain.
Won't you come? Won't you come? Black old sun, won't you come? Won't you come?
Black old sun, won't you come?
Black old sun, won't you come, won't you come?
Thank you. slow it down there, Hoss. Let's take a minute and figure out where we are. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Grab Bag Theater here at the Bit Slap with your host, that's me, by the way, KBC. And I'd like to wish you a happy new year if I didn't get to you last week. And today we bring you Mishmash, because I just was either too lazy or too fragmented, or I'm not sure what the hell happened. But so today we bring you a bunch of unrelated fragments. And we bring them together and give them legitimacy by calling them the Grab Bag, okay? So this is volume 38 of Grab Bag Theater. And we started with Big Daddy doing Good Morning from their version of Sgt. Pepper. They did an entire version of Sgt. Pepper done up Big Daddy style. You know who they are. I don't have to tell you about them anymore. But that was that. Followed by Godley and Cream from their pretty groundbreaking thing called Consequences. That was the Lost Weekend featuring a vocal by Sarah Vaughan. And that's what I've got myself into. I'm in a Lost Weekend. And I can tell you why. I'm going to throw some blame around here. It's all HBO's fault. They ran the entire first season of Game of Thrones. Motherfuckers. And that took 10 hours out of my day yesterday when I'm usually busy doing a Bit Slap and other things. But since I'm a big Game of Thrones fan, I'm actually reading all the books. I'm almost done with book 5. Come on now. Who does that? Me, that's who. But anyway, it was interesting to see the whole first season because it sort of tied a lot of things together, a lot of loose ends. I'm hoping to do an entire show on Game of Thrones someday, so those of you who are not into it, be warned now. It may be coming. It may not. I don't know how much material I'm going to be able to find. But anyway, where were we? We were at the playlist, right? Okay, Joe Bird and the Field Hippies after Godly and Cream, featuring a vocal by Victoria Bond. That was The Garden of Earthly Delights. Caught in a Dream, Alice Cooper, from his third album, his first real successful one, Love It to Death. Ivor Biggin after that, The Sharabank Trip, Suspicious Minds, and Enter Sandman from Metal Elvis, reminding you that this week was Elvis's birthday. He'd have been 79 years old, but he's not, because I think he's pretty much dead now. Jury's out on that. Supposedly Gave a War and Nobody Came was the West Coast pop art experimental band. The Vanilla Fudge, Take Me For a Little While, Weed Card from Garfunkel and Oates. And they're getting their own show on IFC, so you want to pay attention to that. I adore them. I adore them. Ricky Lindholm, Kate Micucci. Mwah. Oh. Anyway, they're coming soon. Lazy Boy Outtakes was Jim Backus and Black Hole Sun from Stephen Edie Gourmet. And that finishes up the playlist. You can go back to doing whatever you were doing, and I'll be back later to bother you again. Hang in there.
So we took the kid and Cleo, our cat, and we set off to conquer the sea. And everyone loved it but Cleo. And it's yo-ho over the sea, the salt and the spray and the cool ocean breeze. Pass me a bottle of Perrier, please. This is the life for me. The tranquility 3 miles out to sea suddenly came to an end. Oh, when the kids started saying, no way am I staying, I'd rather be playing Nintendo. And the captain cried, ho there, you little snot, I paid 50 grand for this family yacht. You're going to enjoy yourself, like it or not, so you'd better learn how to pretend. We all caught the man's innuendo. And it's yo-ho over the sea, the salt and the spray and the cool ocean breeze. Pass me a bottle of Dramamine, please. This is the life for me. My husband, the captain, was checking the charts while the cruiser was burning up fuel. And the kid threw the cat in, trolling for sharks. He called it a project for school. I reached down to pull the cat in by the tail. When I smelled what I held, my complexion went pale. And so I lost my lunch over the rail. And the kid thought the whole thing was cool. Mama was not feeling too well. But it's yo-ho over the sea, the salt and the spray and the cool ocean breeze. Pass me a bottle of Valium, please. Is this the life for me? Well, we ran out of fuel by mid-afternoon, and the clouds were moving in faster. And the captain did say there's no more Perrier, which made it a total disaster. With hardly a warning, it started to pour, and we drifted till we reached New Jersey shore. Never thought I'd be glad to see Jersey before. We started drifting in faster. Tried to steer the ship, but we crashed her. No more yo-ho over the sea, the salt and the spray and the cool ocean breeze. Pass me a bottle of cyanide, please. This is no life for me. I'm back in my condo. Is a wreck. My husband is spending the insurance check on something for dry land, or I'll break his neck. 'Cause this is the life for me. For me, for me, yo-ho.
Santa came. You're not the only cherry delight that was left in the night and gave up without a fight. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the kind of girl to tell your mother the kind of company you keep. I never told you that I'd love no other. You must have dreamed it in your sleep. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the only choo-choo train that was left out in the rain the day after Santa came. La 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 la, la la la. You're not the kind of girl to tell your mother the kind of company you keep. I never told you that I love no other. You must have dreamed it in your sleep. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever up and enjoyed by any boy. Little harmony there. You're not the only choo-choo train that was left out in the rain the day after Santa came. You're not in Doodazza, but a Peabody, but a Boring La 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 ba 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 ba. I'm an Amregal, a German am I. Never out or even if I had a high five. Madam, I'm Adam, too hot to hoot. No lemons, no melon, too bad I hit a brute. Lisa Bonet ain't no Basil. War song was raw. Was it a car or a cat I saw? Rise to vote, sir. Do geese see God? You nine-man interpret, nine-man I nod. Rats live on no evil star. Won't lovers revolt now? Race fast, safe car. Pause the sap, Ma is as selfless as I am. May a moody baby do my yam. Ah, Satan sees Natasha, no devil lived on. Lonely Tylenol, baton. No X in Nixon, oh Stone be not so, oh Geronimo, no minor ego. Naomi Amon, a Toyota's a Toyota, a dog, a panic in a pagoda. Oh no, Don Ho, nurse I spot gypsies, run, senile feline. I won. UFO tofu, we panic in a pew. Oozy rat in a sanitary zoo. Got a red nugget, a fat egg under a dog. Go hang a salami, I'm a lasagna hog.
Shelf. sentenced me 10 years in that Cranston pen. Well, the judge sentenced me 10 years in that Cranston pen. It would have been 99, but that yarn was just lion's brand.
Well, down in Springfield Saturday night, all the guitars were having a fight about the style that they thought was best, so they thought they'd put it to a test. Up jumped one, said, "I'm a starting, I'm gonna play like Grady Martin." Said one, "That Jimmy Bryant so well, I'm gonna play like my boy now." Another said, "I like them all, but I'm gonna play like old Les Paul." "George Barnes is great," said one guitar, "playing like him will get me far." "I'll show you who it is that wins," said one, "I'll play like Chet Atkins." Hank Garland, best one, stood his ground, said, "Listen to this crazy sound." Said one, "You know who I think is best, 'cause I'm gonna play mine like Speedy Wes." One cried, "I'll send you to the stars, 'cause I'm gonna play like twin guitars." One said, "Boy, the best you've heard is me playing mine like Billy Bird." One old standard sitting in the back, picking his string with a carpet tack, jumped right up and said, "Hey there, chums, who's that playing with his thumb?" "I like that boy and I like his style. Let's finish this thing like Thumb Carlisle."
Well, there I stood in the great big city, with the buildings tall and the girls all pretty. Up stepped a man, he said, "Come here, son, I got a big deal now if you got the money. I bought the Brooklyn Bridge, don't let underwhelm you, for $2 a fried pie and an autographed picture of Ringo Beatty. Well, I kept my bridge for a day or so, but then my money was running low. That's when I tried to make me a sale, but the police person come and he took me to jail. Go directly to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Well, they stood me up there in front of the judge. I stood there grinning, but the judge didn't budge. He said, $30 or 30 days. I looked at him and all I could say was, "I think I'll take the $30. Couldn't make it 35, could you? See, I bought this bridge." Well, 90 days in that man's jail. I still trying to make me a sale. I met some cat called Skid Row Pete. I traded my bridge for 52nd Street. And he gave me to boot, the deed to Park Place, two Cub Scouts and a change of address. Bet the folks back home would never realize in a great big city this size, a boy like theirs could own this street, spend his days just keeping it neat, picking up cigarette butts, wine bottles, Dewey buttons, terrorizing the pedestrians. About them pigeons, I bet you Skid Row Pete ain't got none of them pigeons on that bridge. I traded him off.
Hill and Gully Rider, Hill and Gully,
D-A-Y-O.
Cigarette.
Yes, friends, and remember,
I love the workman, sing this song.
Wildness is our pleasure.
With I'm fattening
high octane gasoline.
It's not tart, it's not sweet. What a wine, what a treat.
Yes, do as so many do.
Keep your doggy well and strong. Give him
a brand new brand of cigarette.
And now for our story.
Well, I'm loading the banana boats all night long.
Does your back ache? Are you just plain tired?
What you need is
Deo.
You brush your teeth with
floor wax.
Makes your floors sparkle.
Yet tastes so good.
And now back to our story.
Well, I sleep by sun and I work by moon.
Yes, friends, and here's the secret.
No sugar.
No, no.
No salt.
No, no.
Drink
motor oil, the finest for your car.
When you need a pickup,
drink it down.
When I get some money, gonna
smoke for real smoke.
That wonderful dog food.
And now we return you to our story.
Well, I'll pack up all my things and I'll
fly to Mexico nonstop in a giant four-engine
Hill and Gully Rider.
A real high flyer.
Hill and Gully Rider.
You need no special rinsing after you use it.
That's right. The new wash day soap is best for
lunch or dinner, for breakfast too.
Oh, then the bananas see the last of me.
And remember, friends, there are
21 kinds of
Deo, Deo.
Don't be half safe.
Be completely safe.
Bye, Deo, today, Earth people.
I've been tickled by an undershark, been tickled by a wasp. I've been tickled by a yaller bumblebee. I've always got a tickle stored away above my clothes. It doesn't really matter where I be. I'm tickled in the morning and I'm tickled in the night. Something's always sure tickle me. Something's always sure tickle me. Something's always sure tickle me. Once I put some pepper in the dad's snuff box. The way he acted was a sight to see. Well, he coughed and he sneezed till I thought he'd have a fit. And then he took me out and tickled me. I was always getting tickled by someone about the house. So why they did it, I could never see. And the apple but the paddle, it is all in splinters now. So the wood is out of tickling me. Something's always your tickle me. Something's always sure tickle me.
Well, I saw this bull band coming out of the Lagune. Cockeyed me is like a Mississippi. He asked me for a promo, it was a Rachmonis to see. He looked like a purple kishke eater to me. It was an onkish doctor.
Blind purple kishke eater.
Fressen, krebsen.
Blind purple kishke eater.
Raken, kraken.
Blind purple kishke eater.
I never saw a colliere like this. Well, he fell out of his parachute into the street. He gave a gish, hey, I want some kosher meat. I said, don't fress me, man. Don't make for me cheshik. He couldn't figure out if I was milchik or fleshik. Bless my soul, lox and roll.
Blind purple kishke eater.
Such a punim like my sunim.
Blind purple kishke eater.
Eyes like latkes, kirtze, gantkes.
Blind purple kishke eater.
Mishige for a freelach was he. Fire from his nose and then he started chasing. He gave me such a shrek, I almost lost by me to hasten. I took out my pistol, he got weak in the knees. I knew he was a litva cause he cried, don't cease. Af a blunzer, te fa dripete.
Flying purple kiske eater.
Fa schimmelte, fa feulte.
Flying purple kiske eater.
Na pa schein, na pa skutzwe.
Flying purple kiske eater.
I never saw colliere like this. The kishke eater cried, the Zeit is schon gekommen. Es brennt bei mir a fire for a purple kishke woman. So we made him a shidduch with a very fancy chick. Me is for the elk, she was a real umglick. So the chasana was held in good old San Francisco. Everybody came and brought the epic couple kishke. They couldn't count the presents cause there were so many. For the purple kishke eater and his color kaka jenny. Killer.
Okay, we're back, and we have a playlist for you, if you don't mind. I'll just leave it under your door. You can get to it when you want. But in case you don't, I'll read it to you. It's started out with somebody named Camille West. That was the Nervous Wreck of Edna Fitzgerald. Camille came to me through, oddly enough, my father-in-law. When he died, there was a bunch of CDs left behind. I am the repository of CDs in my family. And that one came my way and just kind of stopped my heart. She's a very clever lady. I'll be bringing her more. We're bringing more of her in the future. Harry Nilsson, a demo version of Cuddly Toy from 1967. Of course, made famous by You Know Who. Weird Al Yankovic after that, and Bob. And if you didn't get the point of that song, go back and listen to it again. It's really pretty good. It's one of Weird Al's better numbers. It's an original by Weird Al. So there you go. Jacob Haller, speaking of originals, Mistreating Yarn Blues, for all you cats out there. Bill Wimberly and Thumbs Carlisle after that. The Springfield Guitar Social. Followed by Don Bowman, The Brooklyn Bridge. Buchanan and Goodman. You remember them, and that was from the steaming heap of break-ins, and that was the Banana Boat Story, one of the first from Buchanan and Goodman, Dickie Goodman there. Pearl Harbor and the Explosions at the Dentist, another problem I have a broken tooth, fortunately it doesn't hurt, but guess where I'm going soon, I hate that. Ticklish Reuben was Laughing Cal Stewart, and then Mickey Katz, the Poipel Kishka Eater. So that brings us up to pretty much end of it all. We have a couple of unusual connected material coming up for you now. Next week we'll have something related to everything, I hope, or at least to itself. In the meantime, enjoy the fact that it's January and that winter is almost over. Yes, winter lasts until about the third week of January and then it starts to go away. So you'll get that first hint of spring coming soon. Another week or two, and then you can start looking forward to spring and warmer weather. I hope. Anyway, have a good week and stay warm.
We now present the Shoe Song with our big Mousketeer Roy doing the drawing and the Mousketeers assisting. The baby shoe is Karen.
I'm a little baby shoe, the smallest in my class. I'll be rewarded, wait and see, I'll end up down in brass.
Oh, shoe, shoe, I'm a shoe, a little baby shoe, a little baby shoe.
The clown is played by Darlene. Lion is played by Bonnie.
I'm a shoe, a happy gay clown shoe, a happy gay clown shoe.
The two cowboys are Cubby on the right and Dennis on the left.
Both my good, hey, which way did they go?
Oh, shoo, shoo, I'm a shoe, a rootin' tootin' shoe, a rootin' tootin' shoe.
The little ballerina is Bronson.
Fairly smart because I'm always on my toes.
Oh, shoo, shoo, I'm a shoo, a fancy, dancy shoo, a fancy, dancy shoo.
The teenagers are Sharon and Bobby.
A Bobby Soxer shoe.
Oh, I'm a happy bridal slipper, blushing as I smile. I'll meet the one I love as I walk down that middle aisle.
Hey, you know how you see one shoe in the middle of the road? You've seen them. You've probably seen a dozen or more in your lifetime. Well, nobody knows how they got there. I took a poll. Only one person actually lost a shoe himself, and it was because he was coming back from the lake, wearing his flip-flops, carrying his good shoes. He put his good shoes on top of the car, shut the trunk, drove off. One of them fell off, becoming one of those shoes. But how often does that happen? Maybe a wife got mad at her husband and tried to throw a shoe at him. Maybe one fell off a moving truck. Maybe a little brother tried to get back at his sister. It's one of life's great mysteries, right up there with, why are we here? And what's that little string on your underwear for if you pull it and you get about 25 feet of it and nothing happens to your underwear? Or how come cats always jump up on the one person who hates cats the most? And why are vegetarians always trying to find stuff that tastes like meat? Like vegetarian hot dogs. And do vegetarian hot dogs have all the garbage parts of the vegetable like meat hot dogs have all the garbage parts of meat? I don't know! I'm Joy Grignick. In Joy's world, a happy place where nobody ever goes.